You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio, a very special edition on this conference weekend. I am joined by the executive editor of Church News, Sarah Jane Weaver, and reporter Mary Richards with Church News, who was my longtime colleague here at KSL News Radio. May I ask you a little bit about how you experience inspiration in your work? Is it something where you will get a feeling, I should cover this story, I should ask this question, I should talk to this person, I should go to the, what does that look like in your work, Sarah?
Well, it is a great blessing to me to be able to take my faith and my beliefs to the workplace and to be able to write about something that I care very deeply about. And so I do make my work a spiritual endeavor, and I pray about it every day, and I hope that what I'm doing meets the expectation of God and others who also share my faith. And that's a journey that you go on and you think, okay, how do I do this? What's the best way to do this? And then there is a lot of praying and pondering about it. Usually whenever I write a difficult article, I pray over it first and call on heavenly help to say the things I want to say and to communicate them in a way that other people will be able to understand them.
Oh my gosh. And what you said there at the beginning touched me too, Sarah, that you said you feel grateful that you can bring your faith to your work. I am sure there are people listening now who at least don't feel like they can do that. They may in fact not be able to do that, but they certainly feel like they have to keep those two separate. And that must be difficult, if not impossible, for people, because your faith is such a huge part of who you are. You can't not bring it to work. It's who you are.
Yeah, I think there's some really fascinating discussions about religious liberty and taking your faith to the public square. There's many people who say, believe what you want and believe it in your own homes. And there's a group of people who are saying, in a truly free society, we should be able to take our whole self into the public square. And that should be a true representation of who we are and our freedom to communicate the things that are important to us. You know, it's been about a year, but we had Rabbi Dr. Meir Soloveitchik on the Church News podcast. He's a Jewish leader out of New York City, and he said something that I thought was so beautiful. He said, the soul of man is a candle to God. And so if we cannot show what is in our very soul as a light to other people, then as a society, we really have lost something.
Yes. Mary, speak to me about crossover between inspiration and your work.
Well, and I would think, too, that God cares about all his children in any workplace, in anything that they're doing. I feel like prayer has always been a part of my life when I was working and reporting and anchoring and producing at KSL Radio. I would often have a prayer in my heart, help me throughout this day, help me in my assignments, help my coworkers. This is a hard story, or this is a very challenging thing that we're all going through right now. Can you please bless us through this? And that would always be kind of quietly in my heart. Now at Church News, we open our staff meetings with prayer. We are inviting that spirit with us to bless all of us in our work. And there's a power in praying out loud for your coworkers and their families and knowing what they're working on or as they're traveling. And before my first trip with Church News, Sarah gave me some great advice about listening for those promptings. So you can kind of get a little overwhelmed, like, which direction do I go here? Who do I talk to? What's the first thing I need to focus on? And those kind of step-by-step, bite-sized pieces of, okay, now we're going to do this. Now we're going to do this. And then if you get that feeling, follow that. See what happens with that. And that's just blessed my life in so many ways.
That is so beautiful. And I loved what you said about the power of praying out loud for your coworkers to show your heart and your genuine concern for their well-being, for their families, for their spiritual well-being. What could make a team more together than that?
And, you know, Amanda, several years ago, I was covering the ministry of President Russell M. Nelson. and we were on a tour through the Pacific. And there was a group of us on the media team that were unpacking our equipment in a green room before a devotional that President Nelson was to speak at. And the devotional was held in New Zealand. And he came in the room and he called everyone by name, which was a very sweet experience for us, that he knew the people that were writing about his ministry by name. And then he said something that still awes me to this day. He said, "This morning I prayed for each of you by name." Now, he knew who we were, and he actually prayed for our efforts. And then we wanted to do so much better because of that. We would follow him anywhere because he was aware of us, because he cared about us, because he was aware of the work we were doing. So I think that there is just so much power in offering a prayer on behalf of someone else. I've felt that power in my personal life.
I cannot imagine, Sarah, having President Nelson say, "I prayed for you by name." I think that would be enough inspiration for a lifetime.
It stayed with me several years later.
And it still is. Yes, yeah. Obviously. So you both talked about the importance of prayer. That is very much connected, I would imagine, to the importance of your scripture reading or study, these other things that are sort of private things that you also would look to for inspiration. Mary, is that true?
Oh, I would agree. And it was interesting, too, when I joined Church News, how one of the staff members told me, "You know, now you're immersed in this world of and language of devotionals and devotion and scripture and all that stuff. And so it's become more even a part of you. But don't forget to still have that private study as well in your own life, which is so crucial to a testimony." And so it's like, don't just think, "Oh, I checked that off because I went to cover this beautiful devotional or this weekend at General Conference." I've spoken about this before and I've written about it before, that idea of listening with spiritual ears and news ears. So as our staff covers General Conference and we're writing summaries for thechurchnews.com for every single talk and all of those things, you know, we're listening and summarizing and being journalists, but also needing to step back and think personally, what's my message I'm getting to strengthen my own testimony and deepen my conversion myself, and really take the steps to be able to be in the scriptures every day myself. That's just key for anyone if you are hoping to keep your foundation sure. It's not a checklist, but it's a beautiful way to continue deepening conversion.
My guest this week on a special edition of A Woman's View, Sarah Jane Weaver and Mary Richards from Church News, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Finally, time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.